Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and today is Wednesday, February 11th, and I hope that wherever you are, you're taking a little time for self-care. I have a very special guest here today who's going to share a lot of powerful information about how we can nurture and foster our own health and well-being. Olivia Peters-Lazaro is here today, and she is the owner of Chico Community Acupuncture and a licensed acupuncturist. She attended Five Branches University in Santa Cruz, where she earned her master's degree in traditional Chinese medicine. Olivia also studied in China, has specialized in treating pregnant women and children, and both men and women for fertility health. Olivia treats people of all ages with a wide range of health goals every single day. And it's my great pleasure to welcome Olivia back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Olivia.
My pleasure. It's very fun.
Okay. I have so many wonderful things I want to talk to you about. And let's just go ahead and dive right in. I was wondering if you could talk to us a little bit about how acupuncture works and why it allows people to have a whole body healing in comparison to something such as like focusing only on a pharmaceutical model.
Right. So acupuncture works by balancing the energy in a person's body. And what I really like about it, especially compared to pharmaceuticals or even something like herbs or other things that you ingest, is that the acupuncture is using what you already have in your body and helping to balance and regulate things to help your body to heal from whatever's going on. So that can be pain, that can be digestive disorders, that can be emotional imbalances. So the acupuncture, it's able to treat the whole body because we have 12 main meridians that run throughout our body. And so then when we needle specific points that have a therapeutic effect, we're able to treat back pain, for instance, with points in the hand. And we're able to treat, you know, like I said, mental or emotional imbalances with points in the feet because our whole body is connected. And one of the things I like to tell patients is that even if they're coming in, for instance, for back pain, they may have also scribbled down that they have stress or their immune system is a little bit low. And even if we focus on the back pain, we're able to address those other issues. Those are kind of your side benefits because, again, the acupuncture is treating you as a whole. The research that's been done is that acupuncture in general puts you into your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest system. And that's the place that your body, again, is able to heal when inflammation is reduced systemically in your body. And inflammation causes a lot of different issues and it is involved in chronic pain or chronic response to stress. If stress doesn't get discharged from the body on a regular basis, it builds up. Acupuncture does a lot of really wonderful things for people.
Wow, that's incredible. And I read, and it might have been at your office, a really incredible statistical figure about the impact that stress has on the body and moving into dis-ease, moving over 90%. Is that correct?
Yes. Correct, yep.
That's huge.
A study out of Stanford. Yeah, it is huge. That term stress is kind of a catch-all for when, your cortisol levels, for one thing, don't regulate properly over a long period of time. So that can cause a lot of different problems in your body and your endocrine system, where a lot of really long-term problems can manifest for people.
Absolutely, and that kind of makes me think about I'm sure you see this every single day, people who have really kind of pushed past their body's wisdom or messages that they need to stop. And so it's almost like some people I feel have trained themselves to get out of rest and digest and restore and renew, which is our natural state, and we're kind of more in fight, flight, or freeze. And have you found that acupuncture helps to kind of reset the body, like almost like a Control-Alt-Delete to help people to really understand that the fight or flight is not natural, it's the rest and digest that is?
Right. And so the fight or flight is a correct response to a lot of things, and that helps us get stuff done or respond quickly to something in traffic. But again, sometimes we have a hard time because we're so onslaughted with that on a regular basis for turning that off. And so, yes, absolutely, acupuncture is that reset button. And in fact, there's even a point called, quote-unquote, point zero inside of the ear that, that is really does work well for resetting. We also do a lot of points, or I really like these points at the front of your head that, that literally stimulates your frontal lobe, so it takes you out of that basal part of your brain, which is your fight and flight center, and stimulates your frontal lobe, which is your calm thinking mind, and that's so beneficial for people for hitting that reset button. And interestingly enough, sometimes if I've been treating, you know, I use back pain because that's something that commonly comes into the clinic, but someone with chronic pain, and they even have stated that they that it gets worse with stress. So that kind of pain, if I do those points in the at the front of the head, the pain really diminishes. So very effective.
Wow, that's incredible. Can you explain a little bit to us about what community acupuncture is and a little bit about that model and how it maybe differs from a different style of acupuncture treatment?
Yeah, so community acupuncture is a model where there are, you know, anywhere from 4 to 10 recliner chairs in a common space, and people sit in their recliner chair and get treated with acupuncture, and then they're able to rest as long as they want. And when there's a room full of people resting, again, you know, 5 to 10 people resting together, there's a whole other level of power and synergy and efficacy in the treatment. Sometimes disease and pain and suffering can be isolating, and so I think it's really powerful for people to come together being conscious and choosing to take that time and responsibility and you know, sense of self into this group space and get treated in that way. The other thing that sets the model apart is that treatment is offered on a sliding scale. My clinic uses a $15 to $35 sliding scale, but there are clinics that do, you know, varying degrees on that sliding scale. But the idea there is that you have to be able to afford to get treated for it to be effective. Acupuncture works when you put needles into the body, and so that sliding scale allows people to come in often enough to get better. Sometimes they may need to come in 2 to 3 times a week for a number of weeks to treat, you know, something that's A, very bad, or B, very chronic, to really get that pattern to shift.
Wow, that's incredible, because it allows a whole cross-section of the community, wherever the center is located, to really have access to overall health care and wellness for themselves. And I'm sure that feels very empowering for the community and your clients.
Yeah, absolutely. I just had a woman come in yesterday who was in tears, actually, because she had taken her son to get acupuncture, and it was really, really helpful. But they weren't able to go that often, and he was having a lot of issues and actually ended up getting an overdose of a prescribed medication and dying. And
oh,
she was just so, so grateful for the sliding scale, for being able to use acupuncture regularly for health, because for her, you know, she had a very, very, very acute, horrible case of pharmaceuticals not serving her, her and her family, her son. There's absolutely a place for pharmaceuticals in Western medicine. It's amazing, amazing stuff, and it's very powerful. And for health maintenance and shifting patterns, acupuncture is so safe and so effective.
Absolutely. Now, there may be some people listening today who want to have a treatment. They feel guided, but they might also feel a little bit nervous. Do you have any tips for first-timers and people who may also have a little bit of a needle phobia?
Sure, yeah. I treat a lot of people who are afraid of needles and even very, very phobic of them. And, again, the community space is very nice, because when that person walks into the space, A, they'll see people resting, comfortable, and so, again, there you go. You see what's going on. You know, I let people know that most people find it very relaxing or restful, and that they may even fall asleep. Nothing should be painful in your treatment, and if anything is painful, you should let your acupuncturist know. You know, there is a sensation because a very, very hair-fine needle is penetrating the skin. So there may be a sensation there when that happens, but but again, it shouldn't be painful.
Perfect. Thank you. And how can people find community acupuncture in their own area?
Yeah, so our clinic, Chico Community Acupuncture, is a part of a national cooperative of community acupuncture clinics, and the name of that cooperative is Organization of Community Acupuncture, and you can find that online at POCA, so P-O-C-A, co-op, C-O-O-P, .com, so pocacoop.com, and that will give you a state-by-state list of community acupuncture clinics. There's also clinics in Canada, Spain, and Israel at this point that are a part of that network, but I'm sure those are going to be growing and expanding more and more and more.
Wow, that's so exciting.
It is.
Okay, well, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are still experiencing winter and a lack of sunlight, which can contribute to things like seasonal affective disorder, sadness, having the blues, depression, and even more things. And I was wondering if you could share some insights about how Chinese medicine can offer support for any wintertime issues.
Yeah. So one of the key premises of acupuncture is that, you know, quote unquote, the skilled physician, the master doctor, is able to treat people for things before they're having physical manifestations. So we look at things like the tongue and the pulse to see deeper underlying subtle changes and treat that imbalance before it became something so bad like depression or seasonal affective disorder. And one of the ways that we do that is by treating an issue you might have in the winter in the seasons preceding that. So if I had a patient who came in the wintertime and they told me that they get sad, depressed, it's a really hard time of year for them to function, I would certainly treat them at that time, of course, but also my recommendation would be that they come in actually in the summer especially and in the fall, so those seasons preceding the winter, to really charge up your deep energy stores to really balance what might get unbalanced so that going into that time, you're hopefully going to be preventing that from even coming on or from coming on as strongly. And the winter time is the season, its element is water, and that's kind of for the Northern Hemisphere, that's a natural correlation. And its organ system, and this is a Chinese organ system, are the kidneys and the urinary bladder. And the winter time is a yin time of the year, so again, it's dark, cold, contracted, still. And again, that makes sense for the Northern Hemisphere. And it's the time of the year when we need to nourish our deep energy stores and just like those hibernating seeds under the ground that are getting watered and are, again, cold and dormant, that's what we need to be doing in our bodies. But if a person maybe has, you know, some depressive tendencies or just whatever subtle imbalance that might be going on that causes something like seasonal affective disorder, that might become too much for them, that natural tendency to go inwards and be calm and still and sleep a lot might become out of balance.
Right. Wow, that's so interesting. Thank you. And I was going to ask you a little bit more about this, but it ties so beautifully. We're about to move into the Piscean cycle about a week here in the astrological calendar, and it's ruled by water and emotions, and it tends to be a cycle that brings up a lot of healing or issues that want to be looked at and healed before we wrap up the end of the year. So the Pisces calendar or the cycle represents the end of the astrological year, even though we celebrate New Year's on January 1st here in our traditional or current calendar, if you will. But the Pisces cycle wraps up the end of the year, and it takes us through winter up until it kisses spring in the middle of March. So we have a lot more winter left, whether we consciously realize it or not. We're being impacted by this emotional and watery time. And I think it's very interesting that correlates exactly to what you were just saying, that we kind of dive into this emotional energy, whether we, again, are consciously aware of it or not, but we're being asked to really rest and restore and to renew and replenish to be ready for the spring. And a lot of emotional aspects kind of start to come up to the surface. So what treatment or course of action would you recommend for people who wanted to maintain balance or wellness as we wrap up the rest of this winter push in preparation for spring?
Yeah, so again, especially at the change of seasons or big shifts in the astrological calendar like you're referring to, which you know corresponds to these natural shifts in seasons, it's especially important to get treated with something like acupuncture or other energy cultivation or work like Qigong or Tai Chi to really get you present with all that is, so present with that change, because whenever you're at a change, there's so much more potential for transformation to, again, yeah, like you were saying, really process and finish anything from the previous season, be present mm-hmm. currently, and then be able to vision and move forward into the next season. So regular acupuncture treatment, even just a few treatments around those changes of season can be very helpful. And like I said, Qigong and Tai Chi can be beneficial as well.
Wonderful. And we're also simultaneously getting ready to enter the year of the sheep or goat, and I was wondering if you have any thoughts about how we can best work with this energy for the new year.
Yeah, so last year it was the young wood horse, and so, you know, without going into a lot of things, and I don't study Chinese astrology, but yang is expansive movement, heat, vigor, those kind of, you know, you can hear my voice, that strong wood horse energy. Horses right. are strong and fast. And I don't know about you, but last January and February, like, whoa, things
yes,
were happening.
Exactly.
It was pretty intense. This
yes.
year, we're going into the, right? Like, I bought a building yes. out of, you know, kind of unexpectedly, like, whoa, here we go. This year,
exactly.
I don't know about you, but it's so much calmer and quieter, and there's time for introspection, which is so sweet. And that, those, you know, safety and nurturing and calmness, that those are the qualities of what we're going into the yin, wood, sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And so yin has all those qualities that you were talking about of the Pisces, that emotional quality. So certainly the emotional body is going to be something prevalent over this next year to come. But wood is such a beautiful balance to that yin, because wood, even a yin wood, has expansive qualities and vision and creative qualities and manifesting qualities, for fertile qualities. So it's certainly a lovely time to present and dig into all of those things.
Wonderful. Thank you. So what kinds of recommendations or insights do you have for us when we look at how to maintain or balance an overall wellness model for ourselves? And I know that's kind of like a big question, but what are some of the points that you find really are good places to start for people when we look at self-care or wellness?
Yeah, so I think it's really important for people to take time to see what's going on with themselves. I think mm-hmm. in our culture in general, we tend to, like you mentioned at the beginning of the half hour here, that people tend to bowl past the point of exhaustion or keep trudging ahead despite, I don't know, pain or emotional pain or physical pain or mm-hmm. any sort of internal things that are going on. So if we can stop, you know, when maybe something is just a painful thought and deal with that before it keeps lingering and becomes an actual neuron pathway in our brain and becomes a habitual thought that might not serve you, that would be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could tune into our bodies and notice where you're having pain and address it, whether that's with rest or acupuncture or massage or a gentle yoga class or regular physical exercise. But yeah, these physical bodies that we are in, you know, are significant to our,
yeah.
our lives. And so being mindful of the physical body and of the mental and emotional body, and actually addressing things, because I'd love to see people be able to address things physically before they become a lingering, chronic, horrible issue. And I think that's what I always try to educate my patients on when they come in. I especially love it when I'm treating, you know, early 20-year-olds who just had a recent injury to their back. And I hate to be the negative Nancy on that, but sometimes if it's bad enough, I'm like, you know, you're probably going to be dealing with this for the rest of your life. And it's so great that you're here getting this acupuncture now, because we're going to help that injury, you know, again, whatever that is, emotional, mental, or physical, heal as much as it can and not become such a lingering issue. And you can always use the acupuncture as a pain management tool without, you know, again, ignoring it or treating it with painkillers that don't necessarily address the underlying issue and don't really affect health in the body.
Absolutely. I think it's so important. How do you work with patients or people who say, I do want to come in, I know that acupuncture works, but I just feel like I don't have time to do the care that my body needs?
Right. Yes, I mean, you know, oftentimes I prescribe a course of treatment for a person, and I always open the door to, I understand life happens, you're going to do best with your logistics. I never want getting in for treatment to be another layer of stress or guilt on themselves. So I really, really just appreciate each person whenever they come in, whatever they're able to do. And when I see that person come in, such an appreciation for the fact that for them to get there took priority of their time, their energy, and their money, and that they made that choice to put their time, energy, and money into getting treated, into that time for themselves. And that's huge, and it's great every time it happens. And so, again, it's that shift in our culture of not ignoring it when you have a cold or a flu and just going to work, but actually saying, no, like, I'm sick. I don't feel good. My energy just dropped. I have a slight tickle. That's sick. That's your body has already brought on that virus, and it's fighting it. You know, I want people to acknowledge that then and take the time that it takes at that moment to help themselves. And, again, not pushing it off for a week, and then it becomes a bronchial infection and a sinus infection. And so I think it just kind of takes a cultural shift, again, to allowing people and encouraging people to prioritize their health, because, you know, and themselves, because then they're able to show up for other people and for their community. And that's a huge gift if you can really show up for the people around you.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. So beautifully said. And I think that you're really kind of keying into the big issue. I think it is a cultural shift. And I think so many of us don't even recognize how much that we have internalized this belief of just keep going. You know, I'll feel better tomorrow. Like, it's something I'm going to put on the back burner because I have this laundry list of other things that need to happen. But I think it's so imperative that you said, you know, the second that you feel like, oh, my energy feels off, or I do have that tickle in my throat, that is already the time to go. That it's not something to say, oh, it, you know, it's fine, it'll go away. If I just don't, if I don't think about it, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, it is huge. And, you know, so, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for all of your wealth of information, Olivia. We're almost out of time today. I can't believe it. This show is just flying by. But before we begin to wrap up, I really want to make sure people know how to connect with you. So how can people find you?
Yeah, so the name of our clinic, again, is Chico Community Acupuncture. We're located in Chico, California. We're on Mangrove Avenue, and you can look us up on the web at chicocommunityacupuncture.com.
Perfect. And I know you also do social media, so can you tell everybody what your places and spaces are for that so they can connect with you?
We're on Facebook, and I think if you search Chico Community Acupuncture, we'll come up.
Perfect. Great. Thank you. And for those of you who don't live here in Chico, Olivia writes a beautiful newsletter. It's a free newsletter. You can opt in for free on the website, and it's full of wonderful information about health and wellness and the different themes and seasons and kind of issues that influence all of us, no matter where we live. And so I really recommend that you go and opt into that newsletter. You'll really be happy that you did, because there's so much great information in there. And if you do live here in Chico, California, you're lucky, and because you can get over to see Olivia in person easily, or if you're coming to town for a visit or anything like that and you feel guided to have a session, definitely connect with Olivia. You will be very happy that you did. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for taking so much time out of your very busy schedule to be here, Olivia. We really appreciate it. And
yeah,
it means
you're
a lot
very
to me.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate all of the amazing service that you do for our community, and I feel so grateful that you are my acupuncturist, and you've been helping me for so many years, and I just want to help as many people as I can get to know about you and your work and community acupuncture as a whole, because the co-op that you are a part of and all these other people are doing this great work. It's really important, and I think that it is creating a positive, radical change for people to really embrace their own wellness, self-care, and healthcare in general. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, Christy, very much.
Okay, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today. We appreciate you taking the time out of your day to join us. Whether you have joined us live or you are joining us via archive, we really appreciate it. And please join me next week as I welcome the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton back to the show. We are going to talk all things astrology and angels and give you some insight information about how to work with this new energy. And for those of you who have not yet joined my newsletter community, I invite you to come over and opt in. I also write a free newsletter every month, and you can find it at kristymayala.com. That's kristymayala.com. There's a little button at the top that says newsletter, and you can just opt in, and I never share any of your email or information like that, and you find in my newsletter information about kind of what's coming up, insights, support, guidance, some wellness information, and specials that are only available to my newsletter community. You won't find them anywhere else. So I would love to connect with you there if you feel guided to connect with me. And I'm trying to think if there's, I feel like there's something else. Yeah, so join us next week, and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you again, Olivia. And I'm dedicating this show to my beautiful nephew, Canon Christian Toad, who was born today at 9:14 a.m. Pacific time. I welcome him to the world. And as always, we're sending you love and many blessings, and thank you so much for tuning in. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.